Lima Victor testing. LV is now clear.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Happy Independence Day to everyone out there listening in. Hope you're enjoying the holiday. I know we all may have some complaints about our government, but my opinion is we live in the best country on the planet. So, I'm wishing everyone a happy Independence Day. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet, then give your name and your location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACQ portion. During the month of July, my fellow Monday Night Net controller and I would like to, we're trying to get 100 check-ins every Monday evening during the month of July. This is to honor our friends who have become silent keys. So tonight, when you check in, give your call sign, your name and location, and then if you would like to give, to honor a recent silent key, please give their, say, this is my silent key, and then give their name, their call sign and name. And that way we can honor them by hearing their call signs on the radio once again. Before calling the RF groups, I would like to recognize our early check-ins. I have 20 early check-ins, so listen in. I'd like to recognize W2MJB, that's my husband Mark here in Simpsonville. W4FCM, Mr. Fred in Traveler's Rest. And N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. Next up, Mr. Mel from Prosperity, K4XMR. Mr. Don from Piedmont, KG4PFI. And Ms. Linda from Piedmont, KG4QLQ. Next, I'd like to welcome Ken, KN4IUX, checking in from Madison Heights, Virginia. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy from Table Rock. KK4KCA, Mr. Jim from Star. W2AMD, that is Andrew from Simpsonville. Then Mr. Carl. WA2W from Simpsonville. Mr. Jack from Greenville. KJ4UHF. And our friend Roland from Pickens. K1CJW. Mr. Leroy from Taylor, KA5WLL, N4DJC, that is Jerry from Anderson, Mr. Fred, StarTech, KI4M, Mr. Bill from east of Simpsonville, AJ4RA, Dave checking in from Easley, KB2BYQ, and KO4RAX, that is Jim, checking in from Dacusville. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I would like to invite EchoLink stations to check in. EchoLink stations, please call KN4HTP or net control.
Alpha 4 Hotel November Tango, WA4HNT. I think that's what you're calling for. The handle is Alton Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November Alton. And the location, home location at the moment is Pendleton over here. I'll be negative, but we'll be listening.
Control, please check in KO4ZYX. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-Ray. This is Daniel in Woodruff. I'll be negative.
KN4HTP, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
N0UHF. Stephen in Newton, North Carolina.
KN4HTT, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Alpine checking in from Pendleton, WA4HNT. Thank you for joining us tonight. Next up, I have Daniel checking in from Woodruff, KO4ZYX. Then I have Mr. John checking in from Brown Summit, KN4RJN. John, I have you down for some rags later. Thanks for hanging around. And then Mr. Steven checking in from Newton, K0UHF. Thanks for checking in tonight, Steven. All right, any other EchoLink stations that would like to check in, please call Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, we'll go ahead and check in the RF groups. And tonight, Monday, Independence Day, we're going to start with the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please check in by calling Net Control.
4HTP. Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HX, Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. And I will be in and out tonight, Wendy. Thank you for calling
me. 4HTP. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. And we'll stick around for a comment. Although, if you get 100 people, we may go to sleep first.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Patrick checking in from Penrose, KO4HKX. Thanks for joining us tonight, Patrick. Next up, I'd like to welcome my friend Harry checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. Harry, I have you down for some RAG 2 later, and I'm with you on that. If we make it to 100 check-ins tonight, it'll be brief RAG 2. I'm optimistic that we'll do well this month, but not probably tonight, because right now when it's time for the net, it's when my neighborhood's out doing fireworks, so... probably it's the same case near around for you as well. So thanks for checking in, Mr. Harry. All right, I'll give another opportunity here for the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
You and Mark are doing well on this Independence Day. If you would, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR, at home in Simpsonville, trying to calm the dogs down. I think our neighborhood's doing our fireworks now as well. So everybody stay safe. Enjoy the holiday. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
This is KN4HTT, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time, I'd like to welcome Tom, checking in from Simpsonville, AK4HR. Thanks for joining us tonight. Yeah, there's a lot of fun celebrating going on out there, but I'm with you, and my dog's a little anxious, and for next year, for sure, I'm going to have some medication for her, because she's a little bundle of nerves, so I feel bad for her. But anyway, the celebrating is nice other than that. So, thanks for checking in. All right, we're going to move to the next alphabetical group tonight, which is India Through Lima. India Through Lima, please check in by calling Net Control.
Hope you and Mark are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. Good in Fletcher, North Carolina. Happy 4th to you and Mark and all on the net. Tell Mark to say hello with me. Good evening to you and Mark and all on the net. No traffic, no problem.
AP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Hope you're having a good 4th of July, 7-3. No traffic, no comment.
HTP. Thank you for the opportunity to honor a recent silent key. I understand that we have 4 Mondays in July. So, the first individual I'd like to honor, recently silent key, call sign KG4GFU. His name is John, that's with no H. He was from Pelzer, with no H. That's just like John would say it. And please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. I'll be around for a comment, Wendy. Donna will be in and out. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
This is KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Sid from Fletcher, W4IOE. Thanks for joining us tonight, Sid. And I'd like to welcome Mr. Duncan, checking in from Asheville, KO4JKV. It's good to hear you, Mr. Duncan. Next up, I'd like to welcome my friend Larry from Greer, KK4JBQ, and his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, thank you for bringing up your friend, the silent key John, KG4GSU. Rest in peace, Mr. John. We miss you. All right. At this time, we'll give us another opportunity for India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And this time, I'll move us to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call Net Control to check in.
Repeat. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. This is Wendy. My name is Fred. I'm on with Piedmont tonight. Me and my father, KI4MRA, Dad, if you're listening, please come on the kitchen. We've actually got a small handful of silent keys. We like to recognize if that's okay with you. Just come on back to me, and I'll round off that list for you. KO4NNH, negative and negative.
Control, sorry about the late check-in, but could you check in? Kilo Delta 4 SRR Robert from Joanna. I was out cooping the grass and just got in. So thanks and happy 4th, everybody.
KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, checking in from Piedmont, KO4NNH. Thanks for joining us tonight, Fred, and I will get back to you during ragtime time, unless you'd like to come in earlier. Just come on the radio and say comment, and I would be happy to hear those silent keys over their call signs over the radio again. Then I know you were, I think you were checking in someone in addition to yourself, but I didn't get that call sign or name and location. So I'll, am I correct, or were you just checking in yourself, Mr. Fred?
No, ma'am, I was just checking in myself. I was copying my dad's call sign, KI4MRA. He's already checked in with a free net check-in, and Ms. Wendy, by the time you get to Ratchu, unfortunately, I'll have to go into work, so if you want, we can do it in a little bit more right now, if you like.
Okay. KN4HTP. Yeah, Mr. Fred, let me recognize this other station from Joanna, and then we'll come back to you. So I'd like to welcome Mr. Robert, checking in from Joanna. KD4SRR. Thanks for checking in tonight, Robert. Happy Independence Day to you as well. All right, KO4NNH, back to you.
More NNH, Ms. Wendy. My list of call signs are November 4, Echo Whiskey Golf N4EWG. His name is Kelly. He's a silent key. Kilo Uniform 4, Whiskey KU4W. His name is Bill. Also, N4LJY, November 4, Lima Juliet Yankee. His name is Cliffy. Clifford. These gentlemen are from the North Carolina Sea Forest Group, and before we actually moved down here to South Carolina, they were very big influences with me, my dad, and the hand space. KO4NH, back to you.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Mr. Fred, KO4NNH. Those silent keys that Mr. Fred would like for EWG, Mr. Kelly, KU4W, Mr. Bill, and N4LJY, Cliffy. I like Cliffy, or Mr. Clifford. So, thank you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to honor those important silent keys. Time, I'd like to see if they're in through Papa. Mike through Papa, please check in by calling KN4HTP.
HTP. So, Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. QTH is also Campobello. We'll be in and out tonight, Miss Wendy, but I have three I would like to recognize in memoriam.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome my friend, Mr. Chad, and Ms. Anna, KO4NUE, and KO4RYP. They're checking in from Campobello. Mr. Chad, please share with us the silent keys you'd like to honor.
TP, KO4NUE, in order, November 9 Hotel, and that would be Hedy Lamar. Also, my uncle, N4OB, Jim Jackson, and AA4RM, Mr. Robert. Thank you, Miss Wendy.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Mr. Chad, for giving us the opportunity to honor these silent keys. N9H, Mr. Eddie, N4OB, Mr. Jim, and AA4RM, Mr. Robert. Mr. Robert used to switch off with me on Monday nights. Thank you for bringing their call signs out on the radio again. We miss them.
Recheck. Miss Wendy, that was Hedy Lamar, female. She helped develop frequency hopping in the 1930s. And she helped develop a warhead for the U.S. Navy during World War II, but they would not accept her technology because she was a woman. So, Hedy Lamar, November 9 Hotel.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Chad, for bringing honor to Miss Hedy Lamar N9H. That is good to know, that piece of history, and I'm glad that she's getting some recognition. I appreciate that. All right, at this time, I'll give another opportunity to the group, Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Net Control, would you please check in through Echo Link? X-ray Victor 9, Sierra Bravo. That's A9 SB. checking in from the southern highlands of South Vietnam. Happy 4th of July, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful day.
This is KN4HTT, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize XV9SV, checking in from South Vietnam. Thanks for joining us tonight. Happy Independence Day. All right, it looks like I have a couple of more EchoLink stations up, so let's go to EchoLink stations for check-ins. EchoLink stations only. Please call net control.
Kilo Alpha 7, Tango Oscar Mike. Kilo Alpha 7, Tango Oscar Mike. Hollis, Alaska. And I have a silent key I'd like to recognize.
Whiskey Zulu 4, Bravo Sierra Sierra. WZ4BSS, Bradvia EchoLink in Hillsborough, North Carolina. I have two silent keys I would like to recognize.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome our station from Alaska, KA7TOM, that's Mr. Tom. Mr. Tom, let's hear, well, let me check in Mr. Brad, and then we'll come back to you. Next station I'd like to recognize is Brad, checking in from Hillsborough, WZ4BSS. Thank you both for checking in tonight. Let's go to Mr. Tom. Who are the silent keys you would like to honor tonight?
Good evening, Wendy, and thank you for being on net control. Kilo Alpha 7, Tango Oscar Mike. And I'd like to honor my uncle, Harry Wolf, W6NKT, Whiskey 6, November, Kilo Tango. He passed away, became a silent key about 5 years ago, but he was 108 years old, so that's recent in the span of his lifetime. And he was active on CW, HF up until the time of his passing. So W6NKT, KF6, or excuse me, that was my old call sign, KA7, Tango Oscar Mike, back to net control. Thank you.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KA7TOM, thank you for giving us the opportunity to honor Mr. Harry, 108 years old, W6NKT. Next up, I'd like to hear from Mr. Brad, WZ4BSS. Who are the silent keys you'd like to honor?
Thank you, Net Control. This is Whiskey Zulu 4, Bravo Sierra Sierra. Two silent keys I would like to recognize were both mentors in me becoming a ham, and helped me in various ways that would take too long to describe. The first key, silent key, is AG4EI, Mr. Ken, and the second silent key is KA4WYC, Kilo Alpha 4, Whiskey Yankee Charlie. Mr. Jeff. Both of these were really great mentors when I first became licensed over 12 years ago.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. WZ4BSS, thank you for calling out the signs for Mr. Ken, AG4EI, and Mr. Jeff, KA4WYC. Isn't it nice along our way in life when we find those people who want to help us and it just works out, isn't it? So thank you for giving us the opportunity to honor those two silent keys. At this time, I'd like to move us to the group Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Quebec through Tango, please call net control.
In November 4, Quebec, November, Victor. And for QNV, Brian and Greer, I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
4 HTP. KO4QLD. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris, and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
KN4HTT, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome N4QNV, Mr. Brian, checking in from Greer. Thank you for joining us tonight. Happy Independence Day. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, checking in from Liberty, KO4QLG. Thanks for joining us tonight. Any other stations? Quebec through Tango, Q through T, please call net control. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time, I'd like to move us to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. U through Z, please call net control to check in.
KN4HTP. Before I forget about it, please check me in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's your neighbor in Fountain Inn. Be Kevin over here. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is to you and everybody on the net. Just to let you and Dave know that I have bounced around a bunch of repeaters trying to get everybody over here to check in every Monday night. And I do have it posted on the Mount Mitchell repeater to where everybody can see it. And I don't know how many check-ins we'll have, but hopefully we'll hit that 100 mark. Back to you, Wendy.
TP. Ken Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, everyone on net.
KN4HTY out of Pickens County. KN4HTY checking in.
KN4HTP. Bravo 4, Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan, and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Kevin, checking in from Fountain Inn, KN4UBG. Thanks for joining us tonight, Kevin, and I really appreciate you spreading the word about our goal to get 100 check-ins every Monday night for the month of July. I appreciate it. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, checking in from Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thanks for joining us tonight, Tommy. Next up, I have a station checking in from Pickens, KN4HTY. Thank you for joining us tonight. I didn't catch your name. Can you recheck with your name, please?
Rechecking with my name, Gary, out of Pickens, KN4HTY, clear 73, negative and negative.
Mr. Gary, KN4HTY. Next up, I'd like to welcome Dan from Greer, KB4ZVM. Thank you for joining us tonight, Dan. I hope you're having a nice evening here on this Independence Day. All right, I'll give another opportunity here for Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. The fireworks around my house, it's just like they're slowly moving from neighbor to neighbor. So it's a fun evening of celebration out there. At this time, I'd like to move us to the group Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please check in by calling net control.
KN4HTP. Wendy, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
HTP. For calling up tonight, please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave, and Greer. Negative, negative. Doing a fine job with the stretch goal of 100. And Kevin, thank you for your support.
HTP.
repeat.
Please check in, Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative. Happy 4th to everybody on that.
For HTP, Wendy, please check in, Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
HT4, KN4, HTT. This is Millie in Pickens calling in. 73. Negative and negative, 73.
For HTP Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, checking in from Piedmont, KK4DMW. And he brings along Ms. Lorena, KK4ONO, and daughter Ms. Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mr. Rick. Hope you're having a nice Independence Day. Next, I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. And thank you for the time that you put in to manage this net. Next, I'd like to welcome Keith, checking in from Seneca, KN4CHY. Good to hear you on the radio tonight, Mr. Keith. Hope you're having a nice Independence Day. Next up, I'd like to check in KM4BLH. That's Mr. Kurt from Greenville. Thank you for joining us tonight, Kurt. And then Miss Millie checking in from Pickens. Miss Millie, I missed your call sign, though, so can you recheck with your call sign?
It's KN4HTT. Negative.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for rechecking with me, Miss Millie, KN4HTT. It's good to hear you on the radio, and thank you for checking in. Hope you're having a nice Independence Day evening. All right, we'll give another opportunity for anyone in the group Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call net control.
HTP. The net, please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. And our son, Anthony, KI4DGY. He's up in Charlotte via telephone relay. And Wendy, if you're taking silent keys, I have a few to list with you, if that's okay.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I would like to welcome Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY, and Mr. Anthony, KI4DGY. Thanks for joining us tonight, Gary. Gary is our net controller on Wednesday nights. It's always interesting to tune in after the check-ins. He has a swap meet, and so it's fun to listen to what's being available and trading and all that kind of stuff. So, yes, Mr. Gary, I would love to hear the call signs of the silent keys you would like to honor at this time.
HTP in the net, KI4DOS. A couple of net controllers that were silent keys. The first one is Kilo Juliet 4. Bravo, Sierra, Juliet, KJ4BSJ. That was Charlie down there in Georgia. And then Kilo Foxtrot 4, Zulu, Charlie, Charlie. That's Mr. Mike. He was down in Simpsonville. Those were two of our net controllers. And then my father-in-law, Whiskey Bravo 4, Yankee, Uniform Oscar. His name was George. He lived in Abbeville. And Kilo Delta 4, Juliet Delta Whiskey. That's his George. That's Joey's brother. That's George Earl a lot of folks knew him. And I don't know if these other folks were recognized or not, but a longtime NET people were WB4UUQ. That was Mr. Tommy and his bride, Merle, WB4UUR. They were over in Greenville. And then Mr. Jim, November 4, Romeo, Quebec, Mike, N4RQM. We called him Chicken Tractor Jim. He was the first one we talked to that came up with the chicken tractor. And last but not least, Mr. John, KF4GFU, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Golf Foxtrot Uniform. As Mr. John, he lived down in Pelzer. He was a long member of the NET, and all these folks will be missed.
This is KN4HTP, NET Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter NET. Thank you, KI4DOS, for bringing along those silent keys on the radio again for us to honor. KJ4BSJ, Mr. Charlie. KF4ZCC, Mr. Mike. WB4YUO, George. KD4JDW, George Earl. WB4UUQ, Mr. Tommy. WB4UUR, Merle. N4RQM, Jim. And Mr. John, KF4GFU. Thank you for honoring those silent keys tonight, Mr. Gary. This is KN4HTP, NET Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter NET. At this time, I'd like to open check-ins up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Oh, just a second. I want to let you know how we're progressing. I have 54 check-ins tonight so far, so that's excellent for a holiday. I understand we might not make it to 100 tonight because it is a holiday, and rightfully so. People should be out celebrating Independence Day. But so please spread the word for the upcoming Mondays this month. It would be wonderful to get 100 check-ins for all the remaining Mondays. But I'm not giving up yet. So if there's anybody you want to text or check in by relay, that would be great. At this time, I'm opening check-ins up to the big group Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Please call NET Control.
Check-in, Kilo Victor 4, Nancy Charlie Mobile. Mobile in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I bring together Whiskey Delta 4, Julia Delta, Julio. We're mobile in Charlotte. And yeah, Papa Murphy will be missed. Happy holidays for everybody.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'll be monitoring.
So Charlie 4, Alpha X-ray Yankee, Earl in Greenwood. Just check me in and out.
This is KN4HTP, NET Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter NET. At this time, I'd like to check in KB4NC and a station that's mobile in Charleston, but I'm sorry I didn't get your name. Can you please recheck with your name, KB4NC? This is KN4HTP, NET Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter NET. All right, I'll look that up later to keep my log as accurate as I can. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Julio, WD4JD, and then I have WD8RON, Mr. Ed, checking in from Brevard. Thank you for joining us tonight, Ed. Next up, I have Mr. Earl checking in from Greenwood, KC4AXY. Nice to have you join us, Mr. Earl. Hope you're having a nice Independence Day. All right, we'll go to, let's check and see the big group again, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, anyone that I've missed for check-ins, please call KN4HTP or NET Control.
Pit Control, recheck. I'm not sure if I gave you my name. It's Trap, Tango Romeo Alpha Papa, X-ray Victor 9 Sierra Bravo, and the name here is Trap, Tango Romeo Alpha Papa.
KN4HTT, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. Trap, thank you for that. XV9FB. It's a call sign that's starting with an X that I haven't encountered before, so I remembered yours. So thank you for rechecking with your name, XV9SV. Thank you. All right, anyone else at this time that I've missed for check-in, please call Net Control. All right, this is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2. So anyone else who's listening in that might want to check in a little later, we'll have another opportunity for that. At this time, I'd like to check with Mr. John, KN4RJN. So how are the celebrations going up in your neck of the woods?
This is KN4RGN. There's a whole lot of, there's a small war going on outside my window here. Kathy is a combat veteran and has some rather severe PTSD, so I sent her downstairs to be with Karen and the grandkids and the dog. The dog's doing a little better because I gave him a trazodone earlier in the day, and that seems to calm him down somewhat, but he still doesn't like it. And then there's quite a bit going on out there, but anyway, on the astronomical thing happening here soon, on Friday, July 8th, you should be able to see the summer triangle, and that consists of three stars, Vega, Deneb, and Altair. Vega will be the brightest thing you see up in the sky, and it will be the uppermost and not quite the easternmost, but it's the uppermost brightest star, and then below that and slightly more to the south is the star Altair. Both of those are fairly bright stars, and they're fairly close to us. Vega is only about 25 light years away, and Altair is only about 17 light years away. The third one, Deneb, which is not quite as bright as the other two, however, it's like 2,600 light years away. So the fact that we can see it at all tells you something about its brightness and size. And those form a thing called the Summer Triangle. And the Summer Triangle will be visible in the sky up and through till about December. So go out and take a look at that. If you have clear skies, the Milky Way actually runs right through that triangle. And if you got a clear enough sky, you can see the cloud of the Milky Way. Take a look at it. The other thing that might be of interest is another supermoon coming in July. And this is the bigger one of... the biggest one so far this year. It's called the Full Buck Moon. That will be Wednesday, July 13th. And it hits full moon about 11 hours before it hits perigee. So it's going to look very, very, you know, bigger than average. It'll be, let's see here, about 6% bigger and maybe 17% brighter or thereabouts. Anyway, so those are the things that are coming up in the immediate future. Get out and take a look at those if you have clear skies. And other than that, how's the war going down your way?
4RJN, this is KN4HTP. You know, it's interesting. I never thought about it until I was talking to you last year or the year before on Independence Day, and I hadn't realized that our manner of celebration is... has some sounds of battle in it, and that it would be, I don't know, kind of a tight your gut and knots kind of experience for our soldiers. So I thought about that earlier as the fireworks started, and I started jumping occasionally because somebody, one of my neighbors loves the big loud ones. So, and I thought, no, I gotta calm it down. It's just noise tonight and celebration. But, since you mentioned that, I thought, oh, this makes it the holiday a different experience for others than it always has been for me. Of course, I like the sparkly lights and the fireworks and stuff. That's my favorite part. But anyway, there's been a lot of that going on. A couple of times I caught myself jumping as I was sitting here with the radio. But the neighbors are having a good time out there. Our poor big dog is anxious still, but she'll, as the noise calms, then she'll calm, but she'll be stuck to me like glue for the rest of the evening until we turn in. So, this summer triangle sounds very interesting, and it's visible July 8th, which is coming right up. I did have a question about the supermoon. Do you know what time of the night it becomes visible on July 13th? Is it going to be one of those? Oh, and do I need a filter for eye protection for viewing a full moon, or it doesn't really damage your eyes? It's just you can't see anything after you quit looking at the moon through the telescope.
This is KN4RJN. Well, the full moon occurs when the moon is on the opposite side of the Earth from the sun. And the full moon always comes up when the sun sets, and the moon sets when the sun rises. So as soon as the sun is down, depending on your view of the horizon, it will be up. And no, you really don't need a filter. It's not going to damage your eye because it's just reflected light off of the moon, but it is fairly bright. So once you look at it through the scope, it's going to take you several minutes to get your night vision back, and you're going to be seeing after images of it for, you know, several minutes. But but no, there's no danger of looking at the moon either with your eye or through the scope or through binoculars or whatever, but it is going to screw up your night vision for several minutes. But yeah. I am not a combat veteran, but there was a guy last year that was blowing things that sounded all the world like an 81 millimeter mortar, and right in my backyard. And Kathy was sitting out on the back deck with us, and she about came out of her skin. I almost came out of my skin, and I haven't had one shot at me before, but I've heard them go off, and that will rattle your bones. So all of those of you out there that really love the, you know, really big explosions, think about the veterans that might live in your neighborhood, not to mention the dogs who generally don't like that sort of thing anyway. And, of course, Walt is a rescue dog who spent some time out roaming the countryside down in Lawrence, South Carolina. So I imagine he's either, if not been the target, been in the vicinity of gunshots and other things down there. So he's a little skittish of that stuff too. So keep those in mind. There are veterans and dogs that both hate the 4th of July because of how we celebrate it. But I saw on a news article that out in Arizona or New Mexico, where the fire hazard is really, really bad out there, that one town has elected to have their 4th of July celebration using lighted drones that put on a light show in the sky and do all kinds of things with drones. And I thought, yeah, maybe that'll catch on. I hope so.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. Yeah, that does sound cool, the drone show. I saw some, I think it was at the Olympics, or maybe it was the Super Bowl, or maybe both, probably both. But anyway, that was pretty amazing what they were doing with those drones, with the lights on the drones, so that's pretty awesome. So that would be cool if we move that direction. I won't complain. Although I do have to admit, I always loved the sparklers as a kid, but they're not noisy. They're just a fire hazard. So, yeah, it's too bad parts of our country are in a drought right now. It's interesting. I hear my son Max lives in Las Vegas, and he notices the landscaping around his apartment complex is desert-like scape. But they do, they have some pomegranate and some sagebrush and some, you know, a few desert plants that are out there in among the rock landscaping. And so there are these little bubbly water bubbler heads that water those plants. And he notices on his walks that several of them are broken, and he says they're wasting water. And I'm like, yeah, that's totally true. And he's very aware of it because he lives in the desert and they are short on water in the West. And he says, what are people thinking we're going to do when when the water level in the lake falls so low that we don't have enough water to drink? And so he picked up at the hardware store some kind of clip that he could put on the... He reported the broken, watering heads to the apartment complex, but they haven't done anything about it. So he just bought some little item that will clip the top, that will cover the top and not let it waste water, because there are some watering the rocks instead of the plants, and then some of them are broken and they're overwatering. And so on his evening walk with the dog, he just pauses for a moment and reaches down and fixes the water wastage that's coming out of the sprinkler heads. And I'm like, wow, I don't think I would have thought of that. I mean, I would have reported it, but it wouldn't have occurred to me to actually get, you know, some cheap little item to stop the problem of wasting water until they actually do send someone out to repair the sprinklers. So it's interesting, and here in our part of the country, we don't have a water shortage, so I don't even have to worry about things like that. I mean, I don't waste it on purpose or anything, but I don't have to be quite as aware of it. So anyway, interesting how in different regions we have different problems.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, well, even here in North Carolina, we're in a abnormally dry condition. We haven't gone into, you know, severe drought yet, but it happens. And, you know, anybody that's got a sprinkler or a hose or a faucet that's not functioning properly, you're letting perfectly good water go down the drain, and it may or may not come back for several years, depending on the rain situation. I think we are supposed to get a little bit of rain this week, I hope. My yard is getting crunchy, but yeah.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. Yesterday we had a good storm. It was not a frog strangler or a toad. I had another funny one, a toad. It'll come to me in a minute. Anyway, a toad choker. There we go. But we got over an inch of rain here in our little backyard thing yesterday. So we got some rain. Our grass isn't crunchy.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, well, mine is. We got a little bit of rain here in the sprinkling here not long ago. But with the... skies being relatively clear and the sun beating down in the middle of July, and today it hit close to 90 degrees. That kind of bakes the grass and the plants and the people and everything else that's out there. So, and this is only July, so I can't imagine what August is going to be like. But this could be one of the hotter summers we've had in the past several years. In fact, they're predicting it'll be the hottest one we've had in several years.
Thanks for sharing that bit of bad news with me. My favorite seasons around here are the fall and the winter and the spring. They're lovely. So I just go into the endurance mode during the summer because I'm a wimp in the heat. So that's not good news for me, but that's the way the world rotates, I guess.
This KN4RJN, yeah, unfortunately it's rotating even hotter and hotter here of late, but